95.9 WATD. The South Shore's Morning News rolls on. I'm Rob Hakala with the morning team. Anthony is our intern. And you on the text line, 781-837-4900. All right, pause and clause time, Anthony. This is where we focus on the pet and animal world, and even the best pets can't clean up their own mess. Paws and Claws, sponsored by The Clean Team. Call The Clean Team to take care of fur, furniture, paw tracks, tiles, and all sorts of catastrophes and doggy dilemmas. Visit thecleanteam.net, thecleanteam.net. And once a month, Anthony, we check in with the great folks at Cape Cod Veterinary Specialists. You can find out more about them at capecodvetspecialists.com. And as I mentioned, we're going for a power-packed lineup today, Anthony. Not one, but two special guests. I know, not one, but two.
A full house.
It is. And joining us, we have our great friend, Dr. Kira Berg, and our other good friend, Lorelei DeVolio. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
All right. And this month, we are going to be focusing on reptiles, and specifically reptile supplements. All right, so fill us in here. What do you mean, reptile supplements?
Well, we wanted to talk about this because there's a few, and there's some misconceptions. There's a lot of information on the internet and a lot of different opinions going around about what reptile vitamin supplements should or shouldn't be. Mm. So we wanted to kind of clear the air and talk about it a little bit.
All right, so this is important to do because, again, this is one of the great reasons that we have people on there. You're right. A lot of people take to the internet and they read a post from someone or a part of a thread, but you don't really know where that originates sometimes. And this is, you know, a serious topic when it comes to your pet and their health. So fill us in on some of these myths and then what the actual type of things that the reptile should have.
Well, we wanted to start by talking about calcium supplementation. This is one of the big ones. So all animals require calcium in order to survive. Calcium fuels our muscles, which includes our heart. It is, in fact, a muscle. It creates bone strength. It serves many, many, you know, life important functions that we need to survive. And reptiles are no exception. And sometimes with the food that we have available to them in captivity, it's not enough. So we have to supplement them with a calcium supplement. And when you go shopping for calcium supplements for reptiles, there's a lot of different options. One of the things people are going to see, the main difference, is there's calcium and there's calcium with or without D3, vitamin D3. And I think a lot of times people want, they just assume, oh, well, I know D3 is important for us. I know it's important for our reptiles. More is more. Let's get vitamin D3. Let's give it to our reptile every single day. Mm-hmm. And these sometimes can be a problem because you can actually over-supplement with vitamin D and cause kidney problems and other issues with over-supplementation, hypervitaminosis D. That can actually be a medical problem. So in general, we recommend using, for our reptiles, a calcium supplement that does not have D3. Particularly, we like a calcium carbonate. You can literally go, like, onto Amazon and buy, or whatever your online shopping of choice is. I have no affiliation with Amazon. Mm-hmm. But go ahead, buy some calcium carbonate, and that's it. Now, the one caveat I will say is this is only good if you also provide UVB radiation for your reptile. We can talk about that a little later. I know we've talked about it in other episodes. But that is what you need in order to absorb the calcium. So in the event that you have a reptile that you have great UVB radiation, you're taking your reptile outside for direct sunlight, do not use calcium with vitamin D3.
Okay, so no D3 then at all then. You're just saying look for something that just says calcium carbonate?
We're talking about it not in the diet. You don't need to supplement with D3 as long as you have radiation. Yeah. Vitamin D can come in food items that you're feeding your reptile for sure. That's absolutely fine. That's normal. No. We just don't want people over-supplementing it with vitamins.
Okay, right. Well, that makes sense. I mean, because, yeah, I mean, just guilty as anything, we're guilty of over-supplementing ourselves as people sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you just think, you know, hey, you know, I got a cold. We'll just keep throwing, five times a dose must make it better.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't work that way. So it's important, you know, obviously reptiles are a completely different kind of system, but still the reasoning is sound here that you can't, you know, you don't want to over-supplement your reptile. So, again, looking at the label is important. Is that key? Then don't additionally put so much D in?
Yeah, for sure. Just when you're talking about calcium supplements, just get plain calcium. Calcium carbonate, it's perfect. That is it.
Okay.
Is that for all reptiles or certain species? Or?
That's a good question. I think it's a general rule for all reptiles. There are some exceptions, like, for example, snakes. We don't generally supplement them with calcium at all. They're eating entire whole prey with bones and, organ meat. So they just don't require calcium in the same way as the other reptiles. That's the main. And some of the other carnivorous lizards, we might alter the calcium supplementation as well.
Like sometimes we don't have to do calcium supplementation every day, and especially with adults, you would move more towards like either every other feeding, right? So if an animal like a bearded dragon, they don't necessarily eat whole prey or like insects every day. They should be eating insects twice a week. So maybe we only supplement the calcium twice a week, or we do it every other day on their salads. Whereas babies would need supplementation every day. So it does depend on the life cycle and the stage, whether or not there's a female that's trying to be pregnant or has calcium problems because she has a history of reproductive disease. So the frequency of calcium supplementation can change, but in general, just like what Lorelei was saying, it is a safe bet to go with the calcium carbonate. And there's human-grade calcium carbonate, and that's why she was mentioning it on any kind of online supplement store. So you can get a massive bag that is labeled for humans and use it for your kiddos instead.
Wow. Okay, that's good to know. Okay, that's a good tip on that one. Yeah. All right, so that's one of the important ones. And let's see, what else as far as supplements do we want to make sure we focus on?
Yeah, so the other one we really wanted to focus on was vitamin A, because this is a very, very complex situation. So we know that vitamin A is important for our vision, right? We're always talking about, like, you know, kids eating carrots and everything like that. But vitamin A is really important for maintenance of skin and certain types of cells that are found all over the body. So they're in the respiratory tract, in your lungs, your liver, your GI tract, your reproductive tract. So it's really the whole body that is maintained by vitamin A. And there are certain species of reptiles that are very sensitive to deficiencies, and those in particular are going to be like your chameleons, your leopard geckos. So technically not as your crested geckos are not as likely, but your leopard geckos for sure, your fat-tailed geckos, any type of chameleon, and then emidid turtles, which is typically going to be like your pond sliders, your red-eared sliders, on turtles in general. And so the reason for that is because these guys need a very specific form of vitamin A to be able to have that active vitamin working in their system. So they cannot convert beta carotenes the way that our body can, for example. So they need specifically vitamin A palmitate or vitamin A acetate. And so that's something that owners need to be looking at the ingredients to make sure that that's appropriate. Preformed vitamin A is also okay, but if the multivitamin supplement does not include or says beta carotene for those animals, it's not going to actually be enough for them, and then they can have full whole body deficiencies that can be life-threatening.
Boy, yeah, okay. So it's important really to keep track of these things. And then obviously, as you talked about, Dr. Kierberg, you mentioned the specific times in a life cycle or what the creature is going through. So those are the kind of things that would be best to stay connected with the vet on to see, you know, maybe where they are in their particular phase or life cycle.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's why going to the vet routinely is so important, because every year what we do at our hospital is we go through a very painstaking, it's an 8-page, high-detailed at-home information that we have the owners fill out every year, because we want to make sure that there are minor details like this that we're not missing, so that these animals can live long, healthy lives. I mean, you know, your leopard geckos can live to 30 years. Chameleons may only live to 7 or 8, but they still have really important lives. And then your pond spiders can live up to 100 years old. So these are animals that really need that investment the same way we would put investment into ourselves.
Hmm. All right, good stuff. All right, any final thoughts we wanted to make sure we get in on this segment? We've got Dr. Kira Berg and Lorelei DeVolio with us, Cape Cod veterinary specialist, talking about reptiles and specifically reptile supplements in order to keep your pets healthy and really the healthiest possible. Any other things we wanted to make sure we get out word to people?
I think the only other one would be there's a lot of different reptile multivitamins on the market that people can buy, and there is a place for them. You know, there's different vitamin Bs, B1, B2. There's also vitamin C, vitamin K, E, and those are also important nutrients. And, you know, depending on, you know, the quality of the vegetables and fruits that you may or may not be feeding your reptile, those multivitamins may also be really important. You know, in general, we evaluate exactly what our patients are eating and then kind of determine how frequently they may or may not need those vitamins based on the diet. As a general rule, it might only be needed like every other week. Again, sometimes more depending on what that individual reptile might be eating, which is why, you know, veterinary care is super important. You need to make sure that each animal is treated as an individual based on what they're, you know, eating at home. But in general, there is a place for those multivitamins as well.
All right, good stuff as always from Dr. Kira Berg and Lorelei DeVolio from Cape Cod Veterinary Specialists. They join us once a month, our friends over there. And if you want to find out more, you can stay connected by checking out the website, CapeCodVetSpecialist.com, CapeCodVetSpecialist.com. And you can click on that Zoo Exotics Medicine tab under our services, and you'll find out more about the great programs and services. And they join us once a month, Anthony, yes, as part of Paws and Claws. So Dr. Kira Berg and Lorelei DeVolio, thank you so much, and I hope you are having a great summer so far.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Bye. Thank you so
Bye-bye.
Much.
Thank Take you. Care.
Bye.
95.9 WATD, Paws and Claws, sponsored by The Clean Team.